scrimmage, gets up into the secondary where Jack Sheridan and company, your defensive backs, are the last line of defense. And Sheridan's able to wrap them up, but not until the Bearcats get their first down of the game.
Straight C formation, Casey Sweeney under center, three-man backfield. And it's going to be a handout to Lemke again. He's tripped up, and there's a fumble on the play. Sandusky's all over it so far at the 40-yard line. No word yet from the officials. Sandusky, of course, is signaling they have it. No word yet from the officials. And no excitement there, and it looks like Ubley has retained possession.
Ethan Smalley
jumped on that one very quickly after a two-yard gain from Lemke. Second down and eight from the Sandusky 40-yard line. 6-0 Redskins lead.
That play did not start well from the beginning, Clark. Casey Sweeney didn't quite get that ball into the arms of Ethan Lemke. It was kind of placed on his left hip, and as Lemke's running away from the quarterback, he kind of has to reach back and grab that football, and it kind of fell harmlessly, but it bounced right underneath Smalley, and he was able to notice it and collapse right on top of it to save this possession for the Bearcats.
And we have a timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats, as it looks like the play clock was getting a little too low there. 7:46 left in the first quarter. It is 6-0. Sandusky leads the Ubley Bearcats. Dave Hansen, what are your first thoughts here from Sandusky, Michigan?
Well, Sandusky called a timeout early in their first series on offense, and the play worked for a first down and led to a nice touchdown. I think this is the same thing for Coach Becker. Didn't like what he saw, the little not taking care of the football already in this game, letting the ball hit the turf, lucky to get it back. So I think he's just kind of calming his offensive line down, his running back, his quarterback especially. Guys, just relax. You're down 6-0, but it's the first series of the game. So I just think he's settled him down. He's going to get the play call in that he likes and try to get back into it, so third down is a lot shorter.
7:46 left in this first quarter. It is 6-0 Sandusky leading the Ubley Bearcats. Sandusky's scoring drive covered four plays, 63 yards, and 2 minutes and 19 seconds off the clock. Two-point conversion was no good.
Early in Laker country, Bad Axe leads Lakers 6-0 early in
no
that game.
No kidding.
Vinny Blackstock hits Jack Clancy on a short touchdown pass on the opening drive.
Wow, the Ubley Bearcats picking up where they left off last week. Casey Sweeney keeps for himself, coming around the right end, dives back in inside, and he's struggling for as much as he possibly can get. He gets out for about 4 yards. Tackle made by DeLauren Wedge, defensive back for Sandusky. Sends him a third down and about five to go for the Reds, for the Bearcats.
That was the Hatchets getting back just like they were last week.
Excuse me,
You're watching the Bearcats.
Okay, I'm watching the Bearcats, yes.
But a nice run there by Casey Sweeney. We mentioned this in the pregame, Clark, as important people in this game, and this is the young quarterbacks. And so far, the quarterback, Sandusky Carlson, hasn't had to do a lot yet. That's the first time a number's been called by a quarterback, and Sweeney's able to make up a lot of ground after that lost fumble. Third down and manageable, maybe 4 yards to go.
5 yard gain for Casey Sweeney sends him a third down and four from the 37 yard line in Sandusky territory. Wing T now. Sweeney pitches it to Lemke, and Lemke's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage and will not have this first down. And it will set up a fourth down. It's only a 2 yard gain on the tackle. Jacob Sanderson gets just enough to trip up Lemke. And now it's a fourth down and about a yard and a half to go.
Sanderson, yet another sophomore that is getting real live time, a bunch of playing minutes for this Sandusky team. One of many to watch for as this team grows in the future. Already playing well, forcing a fourth down, and Ubley lining up to go for it. A long one left to go for a first down.
Wing T to the right, two-man backfield, halfback out to the right side. And it's Lemke on the handoff again. Sandusky stands him up at the line, and this is going to come down to the spot as forward progress has him down right next to that first down marker at about the 32-yard line. And if this spot holds,
it's a first down.
Dave, they're a yard short according to the spot, yeah. The ball is sitting at the 33, and they need to get down to the 32-yard line. They're not even going to measure this one.
No gain.
And it results in no gain and a turnover of downs in the Sandusky offense back on the field.
Yeah, big place, big stand there for the home team. Sandusky defense holds strong, forces a turnover. Now the Bearcats go right back on defense. Big series here coming up. The Sandusky Redskins here able to go down the field and score would be huge for them early in this game.
Leading 6-0 against the Ubley Bearcats at home, the Sandusky Redskins. Carlson under center, the sophomore quarterback, three-man backfield behind him, straight T offense. Hand off to his third option, dives forward, gets out to about the 35-yard line. And that would be number 28, Braxton Washi on the carry. out for about 3 yards. Tackle made by Adam Weber on that defensive line. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Yeah, if you're going to run through the heart of this ugly Bearcat defense, you're going to have to locate Adam Weber, Nathan Partica. These guys are some very important guys on defense. You're going to have to put a couple bodies on them. Create holes is very difficult, which is why you will see them do what they did after the timeout last series and start to attack around the edges and test these young linebackers of the Bearcats.
Second down and 8, going for the hard count, and it's a handoff to number 28, Washi, around the right end across the 40-yard line, up shy of the first down marker by about a yard. Ethan Lemke stops him there. And Braxton Washi picks up about 7 yards. They needed 8 for a first down. Third down and 1 to go.
Casey Kirkpatrick, number 55 for Sandusky, pulling out, making a nice block in the open field, allowing Washi to get around the edge. But just like I just mentioned, Clark, they're going to start attacking the outside. You got two sophomore linebackers starting in the heart of that defense. They're going to have to go sideline to sideline or help out at least Spicer and Lemke on the backside of the D-backs to come up and make those tackles. But now it's third and short. They can go back up the middle or do whatever they please.
And we have a Sandusky timeout. They're facing a third and 1. Craig Jacobson wants to talk with his squad. Facing a third and 1 from their own 42-yard line. They need to get to the 43-yard line with 5:02 left here in the first quarter. Sandusky leads the ugly Bearcats 6-0. We'll take a look at other area games going on right now. Cass City leading Marlette with 3:24 left in the first quarter, 8-7. Harbor Beach leads 8-7 over KPAC with 4:44 left in the first quarter. And last we heard, the Bad Axe Hatchets leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 6-0 with 4:47 left in the first quarter for a 6-yard touchdown pass from Vinny Blackstock to no one else but Jack Lancy.
More of the same, but we just got done watching Bad Axe. Got to love that start for them. Coach Kelly Durr, very excited about this team, the growth that they've made from last year to this year already. His goal, we've been talking about it all year, his goal is 4 wins, and you're going to walk into Laker country. You better bring your A game. We know they're very good, and so far they're off to a good start. They score first.
And it's now 6-6 as Bad Axe scored on the first possession. Extra point failed. Lakers scored on the first possession as well. Extra point also failed. It's 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Score tied at 6 apiece. And that's our spotter doing his duties over in Lakers there tonight. Toy Gasho reporting from Laker country.
Also, he's not on vacation.
He's not
today.
On vacation.
All right,
no,
good
it's,
for him.
And it's an interesting date night if date night's at the football game tonight. We'll see, though. Facing a 3rd-and-1, Sandusky. And they have it with ease as they march across the 45 all the way down to the 49-yard line. 57. It's going to be a 5, maybe even 6-yard pickup. By number 26, that would be DeLauren Wedge on the carry. And tackle made by the ugly Bearcat. Number 57, Adam Weber, once again, 1st-and-10 from the 49-yard line of Sandusky.
Still finding a success going away from those defensive tackles and attacking the ends of the Bearcat defense. That's, again, what we talked about earlier. They got to find a place where they can get yards when they need it. And you like when they run that wing tee, but he gets it to that outside running back as fast as he can so he can attack the defensive end and go around his tackle and does a nice job going right around the right side and falling ahead for enough for the first down.
Working off that right hash, left to right across your radio. Another handoff, this one to Washi. Breaks free of his first tackle at the 45 and drags on to another 6 yards. And finally, Nolan Van Erp has enough to bring down Washi after an 11-yard gain, 1st-and-10 from the ugly 39-yard line.
Casey Sweeney had a shot at him after about a 3-yard gain, stands him up, but Washi too strong, able to get away from the Sweeney tackler and go ahead and get another nice gain for Sandusky as they refresh the downs now, moving along into the Bearcat territory. Ball placed down at the 39-yard line.
1st-and-10, 39 yards for a score here. 4:12 left in the first quarter. It's already 6-0. Sandusky leading. They're on their second possession of offense right now. Working off that right hash once again. 3-man backfield. Carlson is under center. Quick handoff right up the gut. And not much going there for Wedge. The small running back there, number 26, brought down by number 60, Logan Holbert, on the tackle after a 1-yard gain. Second down, 9 to go from the 38-yard line.
Nothing going there. They get it to that middle back. He goes straight ahead, runs right into the arms of the junior Holbert for Bearcats. Right into his arms, he's able to just pull him right to the ground after a very short gain. So nice rebound there for the Bearcat defense. Sandusky second down and 9 coming up. Again, Clark, be prepared. After going up the middle and failing, this is where they've attacked the outside of the Bearcat defense. We'll see if they can rebound and get to the sideline and make those tackles.
3 minutes and some change left here in the first quarter. It's a handoff right up the middle to Zach Franzel. He's out, has the first down across the 30 and down to about the 29-yard line. A 9-yard pickup brought down by the ugly defense. Logan Holbert again.